Where the conventional cycle requires switching between editor and terminal to stage, commit, and push changes, Delta tracks edits at a finer granularity than Git's commit model, enabling richer undo histories, real-time collaboration closer to the Google Docs experience, and AI assistance that can reason about the path a developer took to arrive at the current code, not editors, WebSockets, and what AI changes about programming languages. The Zed Editor team released Delta, a new collaborative editing and version control model built directly into the editor rather than layered atop an external Git workflow. Only the code itself. Hacker News response split along a familiar fault line. Engineers satisfied with Git's command line interface viewed deep editor integration as adding complexity without proportionate return. Developers with experience in JetBrains' built-in VCS tooling or Visual Studio's history features saw the current Git workflow as accidental complexity that survived because nothing better achieved critical mass. A secondary question ran through the thread: whether Delta represents a durable competitive moat for Zed or a feature Microsoft's VS Code team will replicate within months if it gains traction. A separate architectural debate drew 139 comments around the case for HTML over WebSockets, sending rendered HTML fragments from the server rather than JSON that a client-side framework processes and renders. Projects like HTMX and Phoenix Live View have built production systems on this pattern, and its proponents argue it dissolves the core complexity of modern front-end development, the constant synchronization of state between server and client. Trade-offs acknowledged in the thread include reduced smoothness for highly dynamic UIs and a dependency on the WebSocket connection remaining alive, a concern for mobile clients on unreliable networks. The most philosophically novel piece in the segment argued that Common Lisp's homoiconicity, the property that Lisp code is itself Lisp data structures, makes it uniquely suited as a target for AI-generated code. The reasoning: when a language model generates Python or JavaScript, syntactically valid but semantically wrong output can pass silently. Lisp's inherent tree structure makes generation errors more likely to be syntactically invalid and therefore detectable. Several commenters pointed to structured generation techniques, constraining LLM output to valid parse trees of any given language, as achieving the same property without requiring Lisp adoption. The counterpoint acknowledged was practical. Most engineers will not write or review Lisp regardless of its theoretical properties in an AI generation context. Underlying all three discussions was a question the HN thread surfaced explicitly. As AI generates more code, the properties of programming languages that matter may diverge significantly from the properties optimized for human readability and ergonomics. Which set of properties should drive language design going forward remains an open and increasingly practical question.